Hey, what are you listening to? Hi, James Ringvid. This is a special video, part of a four-part series we have on the four core things you need to learn in order to learn language, okay? This one's on listening, and we're going to go to the board and talk to E and see what he's listening to. That's an ear, by the way. Okay, so listening. It seems that listening takes up to 40 to 50% of our day. So in our communication journey through a day, we will spend 40 to 50% listening. That might surprise some of you because you go, I talk all the time. Actually, you don't. You do talk, but you talk to different people and they need to talk. If you talk all the time, you'd be the only one. So we spend half our time actually in listening and a little less time in speaking because we do have more than one person we talk to. But this does tell us how important listening is to the learning process. I find it interesting because many students, they're more interested initially in speaking because it makes you feel good when you can speak and people understand you. But they tend to forget that when we all started out as children, we started listening, not speaking. And that's why we're going to take the time on this lesson to make sure you get a deep understanding to blow up your ability to listen and therefore learn. All right, let's go to the board. All right, so most people think they're incredible. Okay, and I'm talking about in their original language. So I speak English. You might speak Japanese. You might speak French. You might speak Haitian, whatever you speak. Almost everybody thinks they're really good at listening. And they don't think they need any training on it because they have two ears, so it's obvious, right? That's what I call passive listening. You think you can hear because you have ears. Notice I didn't say listen, I put hear. Because you're right, you can hear. If I go, you can hear that. That's not listening. Listening involves focus, okay? That focus means engage or put your brain into the situation and pay attention. This is why there is so much miscommunication, not even in language learners, people speaking the same language don't understand each other because they actually don't listen. This lesson is to help you not only increase your language learning ability, but to make your everyday listening skills better, which will in turn, of course, make your language skills better, right? Worth the time, especially when you're going to spend 50% of your life listening to other people. Okay, so if passive is just because I have ears, I can hear, what is active? Well, active, look at this. You understand what someone means. When you hear them, you can hear the words that they're saying, but it doesn't mean you actually understand what they mean. You only, because we usually listen to ourselves a lot, we understand what we think they mean. And that's where you get what we call miscommunication, right? And it's hard to have something called empathy. And empathy is an ability to feel what someone else feels, right? To understand the pain they have and to go, oh my gosh, I got it. Oh yeah, I could understand why you would feel that way. You can't do that if you can't actually understand what they're saying, right? Now, the other thing about active listening, which is great, is you make people feel heard. Notice how both of these things have nothing to do with you. Yeah, I know you're the star of your show. But we're listening because we want to create relationships. If you love yourself a lot, which most of us do, I love myself, but if you love yourself too much, you can't actually communicate with another person. It's a very lonely existence, right? So we want to know what someone else means so we can communicate with them honestly, right? Because you may not agree or you agree with them, but you can't have that real conversation if you're not actually understanding what they're saying to you. You might be agreeing on everything, but you don't know it. Also, we exist on this planet because, what makes life fun on this planet is other people and other things, right? If everybody thinks like you and feels like you, it's a pretty dull place to be, right? So we want to be communicating with each other to create, right? Make the world a more interesting place. So I'm going to go through a couple of things here because I've talked about the difference between passive and active listening, all right? One of the things we do, we have to understand that listening is part art and part science. I'm going to show you the science part by saying this would be good to do, this would be good to do, this would be good to do. And in fact, there's another part that I'm not even going to touch on, which is body language. We listen with our eyes. It's not just the words coming out of what somebody's saying. We watch to see if they're fidgeting, they're thinking, they don't agree. That's another part of it that we're not even touching on. So it's part art and part science, because you have to, you know, even science is part art. Ask the right question to get the right answer. We want to know that when I say art, it's individual to you, right? You have to be there. There's not follow these four rules and you'll be a great listener. You still are part of the picture, right? There's what you want to learn and what you want to know. Okay, so it comes back to you again, right? But there is a science of doing it. So you can get what you want while giving to someone else. And that's called the art of communication. Okay. Number two, we are born listeners. These are things that are important to know, that it's part art and science. So there's not just structure rules you have to follow. But we are born listeners. I started off this topic by saying, your first language you learned by listening. Mommy and daddy would speak and you listened. You couldn't communicate or speak, right? But there's a reason that goes even deeper than that. As a species, you know, humans, our ability to listen kept us alive, because 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, when you were outside and you were walking out and you were, you weren't just hearing, you heard the sound, but you would listen because you thought, is that a wolf? Is that a tiger? Is that a bird? I have to focus or I could die right now. So the ability that I'm suggesting is something that you have. You don't have to work at it. It's there. You just kind of have to take yourself out of the picture a little bit so you can get that natural ability to come back. And that's going to help you with accent reduction, all the things it's going to help with, just because you use a natural, powerful ability to listen. We are natural born listeners. The other thing about listening in this case is you're going to learn that language is pattern recognition. I have nothing with a pattern on right now. That's the problem. But I can do it. I can draw it because I'm a human being with a brain. This is a pattern. All right? Got a block that's black, then another one that's white. It's a pattern, right? You have a shirt probably like that at home, right? It's got a pattern. You go, what's the pattern? It's checkered. We call this checkered, right? And it's black, white, pattern. Listening is a pattern recognition. Words are repeated, and they're repeated in a certain way. So this is interesting, because when we're listening, we can learn vocabulary because those words are said. But we can learn grammar and syntax because those words are said in a regular basis. I like ice cream. He likes ice cream. She likes ice cream. Like seems to be in all these sentences. You just recognize something. I, he, she, ice cream. Oh, and there's an order. They seem to go in the same order. There you go, your syntax. We're learning grammar. All right? So by learning to listen properly, we can learn pattern recognition, which will make learning English or any other language or any subject easier. Because in order for someone to understand, we have to have common things, things in common. Words that mean I means I, book means book. You can't just go shoo, blah, blah, and book. Same. It's like, no, man. Book means book. And once you understand that and you hear it often enough, suddenly you become aware of the language even by accident. And that happens to a lot of people when they go to a country where they're learning what we call the target language. They keep hearing this and this and people pointing to the same thing. And before they know it, without having to study, they know what it means. That will happen to you faster when you learn to actively listen. And by the way, you do this already. You ever listen to music? And you learn the lyrics. You don't have to see it on paper. You just listen actively because you like it. This will come to you because, as I said, we are natural born listeners, right? And there's part art and science. So the art part is to have fun. And the science is to get the rules down so you can master it. Now, I've written down three types of listening. Okay, these types of listening we engage in, that means we do on a regular basis during the day. Okay, you may not know it, but for some of us, we're in one of these all day long, all the time. And you will know the type of person I'm talking about, because sometimes they're annoying. They don't have flexibility, the ability to change their type of listening. Each one is important. There's not one better than the other. But you have to be able to, and this is why the science part, you have to know which type of listening you're doing and which situation you're in to be most effective. Some people are task listeners. That means they're like, yep, tell me, what do I have to do? Huh? Tell me. They just want the information to do the job. They don't care about feelings. They don't care about seeing if it's good or bad. Just tell me the information and I'm going to go. Which is great if you need something done right away, but maybe not so great if your mom's upset about something, right? Or your dog has died. You're like, yeah, okay, tell me. Bury the dog, put it in the ground, burn it, right? Good. You're like, oh, yeah, just give me the information. See, good and bad. So the next one I want to talk about is relational. You can see relational, relationship. Some people, when they communicate, they mostly communicate in an emotional way, which is what we want to do as humans, right? But sometimes you don't want to be in that. As I said, you have something to do. Understand how I feel about it and my feelings. It's not necessary. It's a waste of time. But when you're talking to your partner, be it a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, or child, they need you to be in this relational type of listening, right? So it's going to be a little bit different, and you have to change your headspace. Headspace is how you're thinking. And you know this because you know when someone's emotional, you have to slow your breathing, sit down, relax, not rush, right? And we're doing that with listening to show them that we're taking the time to understand them so they feel heard. Now, the third type is called critical listening. This is when you're listening for mistakes. You're just looking for... Excuse me. When you're looking and judging for mistakes, and I made a mistake here. Whoops. So I got efficient. And there, sorry, I have to put another... It's not perfect, I know, but efficiency. I was being too efficient and I forgot the I in efficiency. But because I was, well, I wasn't listening, I was looking, but I was being critical, I could look at my board and go, I made a mistake, right? So we're looking at judging and evaluating, but it's not just the information. We're judging and evaluating the person speaking, right? So you're looking, and you've seen people do this before. So the words, it's not about just telling me I'm going to do it. I'm like, I'm listening, but I'm also looking at you. I think I don't like you. But, you know, you might be like that. And then if you're being critical, maybe you can't take the information in. Or they say something and you're going, okay, that's a really good point. However, what about this? What about that? You don't do this in task. You just want to get it done. You don't do this in relationship. You just want them to feel heard. You do it here. And as I said, the science part, you need to know all three. Why is it science? You need to know what type of listener you mostly. And you need to think before you go in the conversation what type of listening is needed. And this is when it becomes science. You don't have to change art, but you have to understand that most people don't. They just speak and go, well, this is what I'm like. And they're not adapting to the situation around them. This will make you a better listener. Okay? So if you can follow these, and that's the science part, use your personality, be yourself. You're going to find that more people want to talk to you, more people trust you, because as I said, listening, I forgot, this is my favorite part. Listening is a two-way conversation, right? So when we're listening, it's a non-competitive two-way interaction. That's a lot of words for saying non-competitive. I'm not trying to, and this is the problem. When most people think they're listening, they're only listening to speak again. You've been in those conversations. You go, so I had a good day. And I had a good day too. My day was so good. Blah, blah. And you're like, whoa, man, that was my turn to talk. You were supposed to listen. No, no, I listened enough. Now I need to speak. But when you're really listening, taking these things into account, right? You are having an interaction. Interaction means between, right? Action between two people. Non-competitive, because each person will take their time listening and speaking. And if you noticed, this is 40 to 50%, which means someone else has to speak too, or we're not having communication, right? So we've got a non-competitive two-way interaction. And one of the best ways I thought to explain it was this. Juggling people, okay. Are you in for a treat today, laddie? Okay, juggling. That's not juggling. Juggling, you see people throw balls in the air and they've got many, many balls. I cannot juggle, okay? So this person is juggling some balls, right? They're going up and around in the air. Now you see this other person is throwing balls at them. And you might say, James, what is this? Well, your job as a listener is to not just catch the balls and move them. No, because that would say, it's so complicated. It's someone, this represents information. And someone is giving you information, and you don't want to juggle down here. You want to throw them up higher, because if you throw them up higher, you can take more information. So if you're juggling here, two-piece information. If you're juggling up here, you can have 10. Now, the observer or the person speaking, if they're watching you and they're noticing, you're going, okay, got it, they'll throw you more information. So you get to know more of them and you get to learn more simply because they see you can get it. Now, you will notice sometimes if you speak to native speakers, they're talking and all of a sudden they stop and they go, okay, that's enough. Because they might be looking at your face going, you don't understand what I'm saying. I cannot say any more because you'll just get more confused. Right? And that's if you're juggling really low around here and you're like, how are you? Where are you from? I don't understand. They're like, okay, that's it. Have a good day. But if they're noticing you can understand really easily, they'll go, okay, how are you? Where do you work? Do you like the Canada? Da-da-da-da-da. And they'll throw more and you can throw more up and they give you more information. And this is our non-competitive. They're not trying to beat you. They're trying to feed you more because you can handle it. And because they're doing this, you get to practice more. And because you get to practice more and you see pattern recognition, yes, you will learn faster. Cool, right? Yeah. You just learned this today. I only learned this a few years ago. Luckily, I've been teaching. But some people never learn this their whole life. And they say, people don't, they talk too much or nobody listens to me. And I want to go, did you do any of this? Because if you did, you'd notice people want to give you information. And in case you're like, okay, well, I'm always listening. Funny thing is, when people feel heard, okay, and I mentioned that up here, when people feel heard, they want to know about you. So they will actually listen to you in the same way you listen to them. So if people don't listen to you, think about how you listen to them. Are you task oriented? Like, just tell me you're talking too much, just get it over with. Are you just always, and then he did this, and I felt this, and they're like, oh, Jesus, please kill me now, kill me. Or are you just critical, always saying, and you did this wrong, you did this, and I don't like this. You're killing their ability to listen to you, right? Now, I'm going to give you some tips because I've tried to structure this. So not only is this lesson for you for language learning, that's why I've said to you, this is how it helps with language learning, but to improve your everyday learning. And that's why I said listening isn't, you know, how it looks. Why? Because if you're bad at listening in your own language, good luck learning another one. So this lesson is two-tier. It has two levels. Yes, if you're going, he's talking about just listening. I'm like, yeah, you have to improve the basic skill so you can do what we call a meta skill, a higher skill, which is learn another language. And if this gets good, then this is going to be really easy for you, right? And you're going to be ahead of 80 to 90% of the people on the planet. Okay, so here are some tips to make this work for you. One of the first things I said is, first of all, figure out what kind of listener are you. Task, relationship, or critical. There's nothing wrong. That's the art part. This is you. But become aware when you're walking into a situation. Am I talking to my boss? Am I talking to a lawyer? Am I talking to my mother? Am I talking to a child? And change it. You have the ability to do all of these, right? And you can still be you. Next, after you've done this, I'm going to give you a series of questions you can ask yourself, especially for language learning, to put you in a language learning mental state, let's say, but also even just a communicative learning state, even if you're not trying to learn language. One of the first questions you want to ask yourself is, why do I need to listen? Now, some of you are 15 or like you're like 5 years old, like, why do I need to listen to you? You're not my dad. You're not my mom. If someone's in front of you, you need to listen. Because sometimes you need to listen to know you shouldn't listen to them because they're not so smart, right? Or they're wrong. But you got to listen to know that. Otherwise, you're the fool or you're not the smart one because you don't even know what they're giving you. So this helps you differently because you say, notice what I put here. What am I learning? It's not, why do I need to listen to you? What am I learning? Like, oh, okay, you're telling me this because you don't like my behavior. Got it. Okay. Or you're telling me this so I don't get hurt. Okay, thanks. The next one is, am I in the way? What do you mean, am I in the way? Well, right now, if I put this book up here, it's in the way. You can't see my face. You can't see E. You can't see anything, right? It's in the way. You need to move it out of the way to see myself and E. Why is that important? A lot of people talk to themselves while they're talking to you. And you know you do it, you're guilty too, because you want to say something. They said something, oh, that was a good point, or I don't agree, and I'm going to tell this to them. And you have this going on in your head. Quick story. Had a student years ago. Most of you know I talk fast, okay? So this is a new student. It was my fault. Brand new student. My class was a higher level. They all spoke quickly. You know, they're learning English. And this person came in and they were brought in by a friend. So I thought that they were the same level. So I walked up. First thing I said was, "Hey, how are you doing? Welcome to the class." And this person went, I went, "How are you doing? Welcome to the class." And they went, "Okay, how are you doing? Welcome to the class." Now the whole class got quiet now. They were looking and the person was still. And then I finally went, "How are you? Welcome to the class." And each time they were like, "I don't understand. I don't understand." And everyone was like, "He just said, how are you? Come on, it's not that hard." And I had realized something. While I was speaking the first time, they went, "Oh my gosh, he speaks so quickly. I don't understand him." But they kept repeating that sentence over and over in their head. So no matter how slowly I went, no matter how nicely I tried to do it, they could not hear me. They were in their way. And this is why I said to you, think about this in the conversation, because it helps get you out of the way, because you stop thinking about you and you're thinking about the situation. Why am I here? And this is why we said, why, okay, sorry. Where am I? Why do I need to listen? Am I in the way? This is why you need this one, right? Because if you're too busy speaking to yourself, you cannot really hear what another person's trying to tell you. And then the final question I got for you is this, is what am I missing? You're doing a great job. You're listening to the person. You've figured out which type of listening you have to do. But no person is so perfect that they, when they hear something once, that they understand something completely. And a great thing to do is when you're done to evaluate, to check to see if you learned it, is say to yourself at the end when they're finished, like, what am I missing? And that will help you form a question to ask them. And that question will be very intelligent. It will be very helpful to make the relationship and the communication better. And if you remember rightly, I said, it's a four-part series we're doing. Guess what? We've got a section on questions and speaking that I would love for you to go look at when you're done watching this video, because they'll go hand in hand and you'll go, "Oh, I ask questions like that. And I listen like this. I ask questions like that." And then you'll go, "Oh, wow, I'm learning so much all the time." Yeah, we did it for you. Because you deserve it. You're just good people. All right. So when you're done, go check out that one. Okay. And it's going to be part of the listening, like this one. Listening is not what you think it is. Series. All right. Anyway, you have a great day. Go to Ingvid to go check it out, and I'll see you soon.